Well, we like to come together sometimes and just share and think. And I've been thinking. That's why we added this segment's Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Just think about some things and try to understand what's going on in our society. You know, this particular time in our life for the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've kind of been kind of quiet and just hanging out at the house and different things like that. You know, the Bible says in the Psalms, be still and know that I'm God. Well, sometimes when we're still, we see things that we never noticed before. Like a mama squirrel protecting her little baby up in the tree. A neighbor of mine came down, and he's always been a good neighbor, but he came down and he said, Brother Ralph, do you have any masks? And I said, yeah, we have some. He said, well, I made some, and I just thought I would share them with you. He didn't have any. I said, no, I appreciate that, Lamar, but yeah, we have some masks. He said, what about paper towels and toilet paper? I said, yeah, we have some of that too, but golly, thank you for thinking of us. That is so special. Sometimes you just don't see how gracious neighbors are. And then when you walk around, I noticed that there was a tree in the yard that was barren, you know, from the winter. And all of a sudden, there was buds on that tree. It's just amazing what you can see, you know, and driving around, looking outside the town, and you pass by, oh, I didn't know that house was over there. Well, the list could go on. But I also noticed some things about myself. You know, we have to sometimes take a good, fierce, and moral inventory of ourselves. And I was thinking about my likes and my dislikes and about other people around me, especially at places at the grocery store. I noticed the way people are creating their own style of mask, some colorful, some plain. And I noticed people that I never met sometimes just go by and they just say, hello. It's just neat to see connection between human beings. And I noticed how food takes a special way of, I don't know, it seems to taste better when it's scarcer to get a hold of, doesn't it? So we value more things than we pay close attention to. Right now in our world, this thing COVID-19 has enabled us to take a closer look at everything and everyone differently. For some, it's meant finding more to critique. For many more, it has meant finding more to cherish about our communities and about our relationships, and especially our relationships with the church. What a joy it is to be able to come and to share some things. I've been blessed to be able to stay in touch with the different churches that I've served over the years and maintain friends and hate for one of them. And I get their emails sometimes, and I get other things, and it's just a joy to be able to share. But there's a lady at the Waukena United Methodist Church, Melva Walker. Some of you might remember her when she came to the Freddie Davis thing that we had, and she came to our church other times. But she, in her email to the parishioners of her church, she just said, hi to all my Grand Mist Church family. I miss you all. Like the saying goes, you don't know what you miss till it's gone. I miss the weekly hugs and weekly sharing of our joys and our concerns, and I also miss knowing by name and circumstance for what and who to pray for. I miss the weekly Bible studies, especially getting together on Sunday morning, and I miss hearing others' thoughts and experiences in their daily walk with God. You know what else I miss is the smells and the sounds of the church. She said, I miss you all, and I want to hear from you all, and I want you all to hear from me. Often as human beings, we can get streamlined into seeing only one way, seeing only certain people, seeing only one perspective, as though we're wearing a certain prescription glasses that we can only view the world from our perspective. We all view the world through our own unique lens, and that's good. That's the way it should be, because it helps us to view the things the way that we are and the way that we're used to seeing them. So if you wear glasses or contact lenses, think of differently how the world looks when you take them off. You feel, well, I can't see things clearly. Some things are a little fuzzy, and some you may notice things and you say, Wonder what that is. And you put your glasses back on and voila, it all comes into focus. Amen. So every one day, just think about all the blessings that we have and how we miss each other and how we want to come together in fellowship and worship. So Father, we ask that you hear all the prayers of your people. We know that we don't have people here online voicing their prayers and thinking out loud and different things. But as we always say, that we can bring all our thoughts and our prayers into the throne of grace through the love and the grace of the Holy Spirit. So we come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you. The prayers in the bulletin that we always lift up. But if you have a special prayer, let Phil know or let me know. You can contact me with my cell phone, 591-9785, or my email, wrightstone@embarkmail.com. So we want to say thank you for allowing us to share these online messages. Join me in the attitude of prayer as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.